Bryce cleared the alley, careening onto bustling Central Avenue, the street full of fleeing people and honking cars. She leapt over their hoods, scaling them one after another, every movement as smooth as one of her dance steps. Leap, twirl, arch, her body did not fail her, not as she followed the creature's rotting stench to another alley, another and another. They were almost at the Istros. A snarl and roar rent the air ahead. It had come from another connected alley, more of a dead-end alcove between two brick buildings. She hefted the table leg, wishing she'd grabbed Danica's sword instead, wondering if Danica had even had time to unsheathe it. No. The sword was in the gallery, where Danica had ignored Jessica's warning and left it in the supply closet. Bryce launched herself around the alley's corner. Blood everywhere. Everywhere. And the thing halfway down the alley. Not Vaynir. Not one she'd encountered before. A demon? Some feral thing with smooth, near-translucent gray skin. It crawled on four long, spindly limbs, but looked vaguely humanoid. And it was feasting on someone else. On a Malak. Blood covered the angel's face, soaking his hair and veiling the swollen, battered features beneath. His white wings were splayed and snapped. His powerful body arced in agony as the beast ripped at his chest with a maw of clear, crystalline fangs that easily dug through skin and bone. She did not think, did not feel. She moved, fast like Randall had taught her, brutal like he'd made her learn to be. She slammed the table leg into the creature's head so hard that bone and wood cracked. It was thrown off the angel and whirled, its back legs twisting beneath it while its front legs, arms, gouged lines in the cobblestones. The creature had no eyes, only smooth planes of bone above deep slits, its nose, and the blood that leaked from its temple. It was clear, not red. The Malak male groaning some wordless plea as the creature sniffed at her. She blinked and blinked, willing the Lightseeker and Murthroot out of her system, willing the image ahead to stop blurring. The creature lunged, not for her, but the angel, right back to the chest and heart it was trying to get to, the more considerable prey. Bryce launched forward, table leg swinging again. The reverberations against bone bit into her palm. The creature blindly surged at her. She dodged, but its sharp, clear fangs ripped her thigh clean open as she twisted away. She lost her balance and swung upward as it leapt again, this time for her throat. Wood smashed those clear teeth. The demon shrieked so loudly that her fey ears nearly ruptured, and she dared all of one blink. Claws scraped, hissing sounded, and then it was gone.